Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, September 10th, and this is MEC President Greg Davidovich reporting. Tomorrow marks the 9th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. The selfless acts of the heroes of the day represent the highest flight attendant ideal, which defines our professional humanity by action and deed. Today and every day, we honor our heroes. Lorraine Bay, Sandra Bradshaw, Robert Fangman, Wanda Green, Amy Jarrett, Amy King, Michael Thoreau, Cece Lyles, Catherine Lavery, Al Marchand, Alicia Titus, and Deborah Welsh. We appreciate the efforts of so many around the country who have established memorials and remembrance events to keep the spirit of our flying partners and other heroes alive in our hearts. Our website memorial section honors our heroes, along with our American Airlines colleagues. The memorial also contains a list of ceremonies and services throughout the country should you wish to gather with others in their memory. We have a unique and important role to play in making sure that the world never forgets. In the immediate days following, flight attendants came together as never before, understanding, regardless of airline or uniform, that no one knew better who we were, what we did, or what we had sacrificed than another member of our profession. Flight attendant heroes were also the first to take back to the sky and deliver millions of stranded passengers home to their loved ones. The museum staff of the September 11th Memorial and Museum at the World Trade Center is continuing their extraordinary work to gather artifacts and oral histories of those directly connected to the events of that day. This careful work to document all of the events, inclusive of New York, Shanksville, and Washington, D.C., will culminate in a lasting site where the world may come to learn all about our heroes in the museum or spend quiet time reflecting in the grounds of the memorial site. We have been working with the museum curator, who has been eager to include the contributions of flight attendants. We encourage you to visit the National Memorial website, accessible through our online memorial page, to track the progress of the memorial and learn how you may contribute to telling our history. On this anniversary, we support each other and recognize that honoring our heroes may look different for each of us, such as boarding an aircraft full of passengers, attending a public remembrance service, gathering privately with our flying partners, or spending quiet time with our families. As always, in our union, we have the support of our AFA EAP committee should we need a private, confidential ear on this important day. 9 years ago, we made a solemn promise that we would never forget. We invite those who have joined our ranks since that time to keep our promise alive. Take pause with your flying partners and your families and all of our friends to reflect and dedicate this day to the memory of our heroes, the women and men who comprise the crews of United and American Flights 11, 77, 93, and 175. Pilots, customer service agents, and our flying partners, friends, and family were all aboard those flights. Our heroes will live forever, and we will never forget.